WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Here we go. Woo-hoo. I was on the hot seat yesterday, so about a week ago, y'all. We sat down with a real lie detector, a polygraph machine hooked up to all this fancy equipment. And if it's, and we all wrote like 10 questions for each other. Mm-hmm. Nicole picked the best 10 and asked us. Got a lot of feedback from mine yesterday. A lot of people, by the way, were upset with me that I didn't go into some more details on some of mine.
Oh, really? Because mm-hmm. I just said yes and no. Like, I was so nervous, and I was, like, trying to be a filthy rule follower that I literally just said yes or no.
Real quick, before we get to Loren's results here, one of the things I know I read that people were not upset about but thought it was awkward questioning was when Nicole asked, do you like Loren's blog?
That's what I was reading. People wanted to know more about that.
Right, because Loren's got a side blog, and Roy's like, you said no because I don't like fashion, so I don't go there.
But that's
right.
Not the way the question was intended. So
people like want to know like the real
yeah,
truth.
Well, maybe I got asked that. Maybe that'll come up in 24 hours from now when I'm on the hot seat, but today it's about you.
Okay,
so here we go with the 10 questions, Loren. Let's find out if you are deceptive, which means lying, or truthful.
I feel like I'm finding out with you guys.
All right, first question. Do you think your dancing years were the best years of your life?
Oh, my God.
She said yes. That is true.
Yeah. Dude, I traveled everywhere. I went all over the world when I was dancing.
Better than being on the radio where thousands and thousands of people access you.
So it's just different. Quite honestly, it's just different because dancing is like one of my first loves in life. Mm-hmm. And radio came a little later on. I was young. I was fit. Not to say that I'm not fit now. I mean, but I don't work out as much as I used to,
okay.
You know? So I had some really good times on the court and then doing handshake tours for USO. So
did she answer that pretty quickly? If you can remember, Nicole?
Yeah, so there's some, like, with Roy, when he answered his, it was, like, he would answer, and then he needed to explain.
Pause, yeah.
For hers, it was facial movements.
Okay.
So, like, there's some where, I mean, it's either yes or no on all of them.
Yeah.
But it's either, like, or an eye roll, or, like.
All right. We got more questions. By the way, if you want to, and you can safely do it, jump over to Kiss95.1's Facebook page, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate. You can watch Loren's reaction in here live as Nicole asks the questions.
All right. Question number two. Have you ever been physically attracted to someone you work with?
Oh.
She answered yes.
Ooh.
That's true.
Currently, or are you referring
that
to
that?
That
wasn't a question.
Yeah, it said ever. Have you ever?
Oh. It was very open-ended.
Well, because you worked with Dallas
before.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah. So she got out of that one.
We're doing this again. I already don't like the line of questioning.
There's loopholes. The people got upset with me because I use loopholes. Every question could have a loophole in it.
All right. Well, here's where things get shooken up.
Oh great.
Boy. Have you ever thought about quitting radio to focus on your blog? So before she answered, she laughed. And she said no. Well, that was her first deception.
I am definitely... Okay, so let me just say this. I've never truly thought about leaving radio, but I've thought about the scenario that we got canned here, and I could focus on that.
Oh my gosh.
The answer
but
was
you
quit,
said
but...
no.
Yeah.
Mm. You were deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now going the next
caught
question about radio, would you quit the radio station if it required you to work a full 9-hour day?
If you guys don't know, we have the luxury of, we only work like 5-6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go home and I work more on podcast stuff, but that's about all we have to put in here.
Oh, that's true, but also .. Like, our job is we are all over texting each other all day.
Right.
Like, hey, we got to talk about this tomorrow. We got to
sure.
talk. Our job never really ends, but
well,
yes,
we don't work an 8-hour day.
Physical gotcha. Office
yes.
hours, right.
Okay, so what'd she say? Say the question again.
Would you quit the radio station if they required you to work a full 9-hour day? She said, oh, no. Although 9 hours is a long time. But no, that was a deception.
Really? See, and I feel like I feel like that's true because I've had jobs in the past where I've had to work like 10 hours in a shift. And like,
I don't know,
I didn't quit that.
You have a lot of, I got to leave here early today. I got to leave here early today.
No,
you
do. No.
I think we all do in all fairness.
Yeah.
Like I had to leave yesterday for a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Does Manny annoy you?
Come on. That's easy.
The answer was yes. And that is true. Yeah.
I love you, buddy. But yeah, sometimes you work a nerve.
You're pretty heavy.
Somebody's got to do it. I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Are you hiding a purchase from anyone right now?
Oh, luckily, Dallas is out of town.
There was an eye roll before that. Yes. And that is true.
Ooh, what are you hiding?
I'm always hiding something, Manny. I told you, now that we share these two cars, I can't hide stuff in the car anymore. And I got caught, like, I guess 2 weeks ago with a decently large purchase.
How many?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Purchases a week, would you say you average the buy that Dallas doesn't know about?
Not too many, but when I do buy something, it's probably something I shouldn't have bought.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she's still trying to work up a way that she can buy a house with points and Dallas not know. Dallas, I got a good deal because of points. Don't worry.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. That's my go-to. I bought it on points, or I had a gift card. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we all took a lie detector test last week. Loren's getting the results of her polygraph test. How are you feeling?
Okay.
All right.
We got three more. Good. Okay. Would you move with the show to a new city if it got canceled here in Charlotte? She said yes, and that is true.
Mm. Oh, very good. Unlike Roy, who would need for more money,
see,
as he
I
said
love
yesterday.
You guys.
Bye. It just depends on the paycheck.
Keep up with you on socials.
Yeah. Love you, mean it.
Have you ever lied about anything on air? There was a smile and an awkward laugh. Yes. And that is true.
Yeah. I mean,
we all lie about something on the radio.
If Dallas is listening, who knows what she's saying?
Truly, it just depends on if Dallas is in town.
And the last one, do you think everyone on the show contributes equally?
Ooh, interesting. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. She said.
Hold on a second. Let me think about that for a second.
Yeah, you kept the like heavy ones for last.
Yeah.
You think everyone on the show contributes equally? Took that.
Good
question, Roy.
Good question, me.
I don't remember writing that
one. Because we don't know who these questions came from. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for what she said?
Yeah.
She said no. And that's true.
Whoa!
Ooh, who's doing the... I want to be inside Loren's mind.
care to explain?
Yeah, it's fine. I do care to explain. So I just feel like Roy does all these things outside of the show with the podcast captain and everything else. So I feel like he's constantly working, even when he's not working on the show. And I just feel like Manny is so creative that his mind is constantly going. And I'm not trying to like blow y'all's skirt up,
please.
But
don't.
I really do. I feel like the two of you are so talented.
So you're the one that doesn't do enough on the show.
Yes,
you want more work.
You buy that for a minute.
I don't want more work, but I think the two of you are so talented that I don't feel like sometimes it's.
I don't buy it.
Okay, I mean,
I was hoping you're gonna Manny's dead weight. Let's knock them off. That's what I was hoping.
Believe me, I think we're getting a political spin right now.
No, I swear that's how I feel.
I want to. I want to put you on that polygraph test right now. And see. What do you think? Do you believe her? Do you think that she's putting a political spin on this answer?
I don't know. I mean, I can definitely see where she's coming from. But then again, I don't know how many times I come in here and you guys are watching stupid YouTube videos.
Well, we have some downtime.
Some.
We have some downtime.
Some. Yeah, every time. All the time.
It depends on how long our commercial break is.
But I get what she's saying. Because, Roy, there's been times. Like,
Roy when definitely
I,
works when harder I had than anybody
to,
in this room.
When I had to walk, his dog, like, sometimes I'd come over there. And there was one time I came at, like, 6, and he, in the afternoon, and he was just wrapping up doing stuff for the company.
There's no doubt about it. Roy's a hardworking dude. I mean, in the morning, I'm over here pushing buttons and stuff. Throughout the day, I mean, I don't know. I mean...
Yeah. But you work so hard in a different aspect. Like I'm telling you, your mind is so creative and works in a way that mine doesn't.
Thank you.
That I have to give that to you.
Nicole, I would like to change a few answers after hearing Lorraine's nice talk about me.
Lorraine, if you want to work a 9-hour day, we can find something for you to do.
I'm all set.
But that's the thing too, is we've also said to Roy, like, hey, help us because we have a mock-made podcast that has nothing to do with our show, but we started a national podcast. And Roy's like kind of in charge of putting it together. And I'm like, Roy, let me help you. How can I help you? He's like, yeah, I just got it. By the time I explain it.
Because you don't know how to do things. It takes me too much time to teach you. I might as well just do the
damn
thing.
But maybe it's worth it.
And it's always like simple things. It's like, because we get sent in logins for like our production stuff. These two never read their emails. Never. So they're like, I don't have a login for that. I'm like, yes, you do. Every employee has a login.
Because we get so many flipping emails that are nonsense.
Manny will ask me, he asked me yesterday about an event that has been sitting in his calendar for the past like 3 days. And I'm like, it's there. Go look for it.
Right.
Thank you.
So it's just too much time. So it's like, okay, now not only do I have to teach you how to produce, but then I've got to go contact a company to get you a login.
So Lorraine, you've made it.
Yes.
Roy, you've made it. And so, Nicole, be honest. Is tomorrow going to be the disaster?
I mean, I'm not going to say it's not going to be a disaster. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Manny probably got really tough questions and answered truthfully, but they're not going to be the answers that we wanted
Correct.
To hear.
He did. There were a lot of his that he did answer truthfully, but just because it's truthful doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
I'll be on the hot seat with the results of the polygraph test tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Now, again, each cast member wrote 10 questions and Nicole picked through the 10. Buddy, I want to let you know that I hit you pretty hard on mine. I don't know what she picked, but...
Do you think Manny got the toughest questions, Nicole?
I think he got the most personal questions.
Okay.
Really? Yeah.
Huh.
Like, you guys breezed by, if you ask me. And by the way, when we do this next week again...
And listen, don't forget, when I gave the teaser questions, Manny was asked if he thinks he's the star of this show.
Oh. Yeah.
So that is one of the questions.
That'll be a good one. And I answered with a one-word answer, too, by the way.
And his old cast members get brought up.
Whoa! Drama! Okay, I can't wait. That's tomorrow morning.
Me neither.
This time, tomorrow morning, Manny on the hot seat for the polygraph test. Is he a liar?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.